this came out, I think, last week. I think I saw in USA Today, and I thought it was interesting. It has to do with it says here, just published essential facts about the video game industry report. I did not know that there was a essential facts about the video game industry report that was published.
Someone's auditing the report.
Well, what the facts are, it shows, there's actually some interesting things, I thought. First of all, it says that more than 215 million Americans play video games regularly, about two-thirds. The big thing, according to this report, that spokespeople are saying, by the way, it was a report that was commissioned by the Entertainment Software Association, ESA. You might be familiar with those.
Yeah.
Three-quarters of the players playing video games regularly are over the age of 18. Three-quarters.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
In fact, according to a spokesperson, we're seeing more people over the age of 45 playing, which continues to speak to the growth and adoption of gameplay and how people later in life are finding ways to gravitate toward games. So it's the older population that's growing in the video game industry.
Right.
Wow. But I was fascinated. We had three-quarters of the players over the age of 18. The average age, it says, of a video game player today is 33 years old. That's the average age.
It's a little older than I would have expected.
Yeah, again, I think the same thing. I'm certainly thinking, I mean, certainly the teens, even if you're getting into young adults, into early 20s, I wasn't expecting 33 to be the average age, especially for kids who are very young now, who are starting to find gaming availability with what you can do on your phones.
And esports in colleges.
Yeah. And you wonder if that's going to skewer some of this into the future with the average ages. I don't know. And in fact, the most popular gaming platform? The smartphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Sure.
According to respondents in this survey, again, commissioned by Entertainment Software Association, ESA, 70% of respondents in the survey preferred the smartphone as the device for play.
Yeah.
No longer do you have to go out and buy one of those expensive gaming systems.
Consoles and all that stuff, yeah.
Now, I suppose if you want the best graphics.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know,
of course.
Obviously,
you're still going to do that.
Big screen, you're going to do that, but yeah.
I'll tell you what, that makes sense. My wife loves playing these games on her phone just to wind down at night, and she'll sit there for about a half hour before she goes to bed and just play video games on her phone. Hmm. Yeah.
The most popular reasons? Stress relief.
Yep.
Just general joy and mental stimulation.
Yeah. Right.
There you go. And my guess is, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess. You tell me if I'm wrong. I guess Dr. Heather enjoys maybe some of the word games, puzzle games, things like that?
Or yeah, yeah, something like that. Well, yeah, logical thinking games. Games that don't make sense to me.
Well, and the reason I say that is because that's what they say when you get into the older population. That's most in the, they're called the use my brain games.
Yes. And there's one thing I don't want to do at night. I do not want to use my brain. I just like to veg out and just tune out.
I'd love to see the breakdown of the genders on that. More women probably engaged in the use my brain. The men engaged in the I have no brain. And it says here that there's a gender split. 48% of players identifying as female, 52% identifying as male.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not just, you know.
Well, you know, look at it this way, though, too. The oldest millennials are now, what, 41, 42? Right?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Gen Z is what, from 18 until about 30 or getting somewhere around there, yet. I guess, or in their mid 20s. So, I mean, I think that's why you're seeing the average age skew upwards through the years.
People who really grew up on video games when they came into their ability to have the great graphics. And,
yeah, and my generation, too. I mean, I know a lot of people. One of our coworkers I know enjoys still playing a lot of video games to wind down after a long week and stuff like that.
And another reason for growth, and this shouldn't be surprising, is the ability to play games together.
Yeah.
There was a big spike in 2020 Yeah. When people
COVID, yeah.
And that spike continued, though. In fact, it says in 2020, 65% of people played together, 77% in 2021, and the latest report shows 83% of people enjoy playing games together.
Yeah, makes sense.
They say it's a great way to convene with people socially as well as to connect with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
In fact, families, again in this report, were the essential facts about the video game industry report, which just came out. Families are seeing the benefits of playing video games together. 77% of parents regularly play video games with their children.
All right. Hey.
Which I'm sure is great family time, but let's face it, adults admit it. You are using your children as an excuse to be able to play those video games.
Yeah.
You're having fun with your kids, but you know what? Once they go to bed, you're still playing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's 10 o'clock. It's about time that you hit the hay, right? Junior goes to bed. Mom and dad still play, probably.
Yeah, I remember when my dad would do that to me when I got Nintendo. Yeah, somehow the game, I could still hear it being played after I went to bed all the time. Super Mario Brothers, Tetris, all that.
And funny you say that. I was trying to think of the last video game. My son certainly is into a lot of the games, but I don't have the attention span to learn the dexterity of using the... I mean, you know how quick you have to be using your fingers and thumbs and everything and those controllers. It's just amazing.
Right.
Going back to the esports popularity, and again, we use Northwood University winning the world championship because they have players who actually practice on a regular basis.
Of course.
And, you know, eat healthy and to have trainers and all that just to make sure they're doing everything as best as possible. I think Mario Kart was probably the last real good video games. I wasn't good at it, but I enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just had to steer little Mario around on the track. Although, quite often I had a problem doing that, and I kept on getting crashed and things like that.
Right.
I don't think I ever finished first either. In fact, I ended up going backwards several times. How do you go backwards in Mario Kart?
I don't know. You did it.
Well, I was able to do so. I was able to do so.
I think the last games I really played were like those, what was that, those Wii games? Remember that?
Yeah, remember when those came out? Because those were really the interactive games where you actually did movements
you
and
moved
things.
Around,
yes,
right.
Yes, yeah, that was fun. We did that a little bit. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, folks. I mean, again, this is 2022, the essential facts about the video game industry. 2/3 of Americans are playing video games, and 3/4 are over the age of 18. The average age is 33 years old. Do you do anything on your phone?
Just check out like the news and sports. And
okay,
the,
but you're not doing any. No, okay.
I don't
likewise.
I've never used my phone for.
I have not played any game on there. It's not good. If I ever do, like the other day, believe it or not, I don't know why I wanted to play Ms. Pac-Man. But I played it on my desktop. So you know, it's easier that way than on my phone.
That's a flashback.
Just use the arrows.
Yeah,
the arrow
you can do
keys.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just don't need the big gaming system for that.
I just went old school.
Well, it's the future is here, and it goes beyond just what we're talking about, but there you go.
That's all right.
So if you're an adult, you're not alone playing video games.